Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 8th of May, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. Well, actually, maybe we should call them three Ideerios, because, well, buongiorno, we're here in Northern Italy. Been working out here with some translators, and this week's ideas are lessons we've learned from local businesses. And rather than three of them, there are actually five of them. So let's get cracking. You can actually see on the andyhanselman.com, there's a link to the blog that explains these in more details with photographs to show it all and give you a bit more information. Idea one, just fill her up, please, with wine, that is. Valpantana is a family-run business with a wine shop just in Verona. And it's a great idea that they've actually come up with to be easy to buy from. Yes, there's some wonderful bottles of wine there, but what there actually is in the store is something that looks very, very similar to a petrol pump. You turn up, you actually just put your bottle down there, your container, and they fill you up and off you go. And it really makes things easier for their customers. By what we could see, there are big queues for actually making it work, so it's clearly very popular. Idea two is to build on this. We were then in Verona and into the city centre car park, driving around very, very busy. And in there, when we're looking for a space, there were some lights above each space. The green light was to say the space is empty, red, full. Very simple, but a great example, again, of actually making the customer experience easy for customers to actually just find something that works for them. How easy are you? What things could you do to make your experience easier? Idea three is looking at how do you actually differentiate yourself and stand out from the crowd, and particularly by personalising the experience. I'm not necessarily the target market for this one, but as we wandered through the busy streets of Verona, we saw lots and lots of shops, and particularly lots and lots of clothing and lingerie shops. Tazzini's is a shop that offers you something a little bit different. You can personalise your own bra for only €15. Basically, you go in and there are inks and materials there to do it in store, along with someone to actually help you do it. Not necessarily for me, but looking at the number of young female customers in there, it seemed to differentiate them quite well. What's your thing that makes your business stand out? It's also then we went into the countryside to a lovely little village called Fiumani. Found a restaurant that had been actually recommended to us by friends. They promised us a bit of a surprise. We rang ahead, booked our table, and actually drove into the village, approached the restaurant. Quite strangely, the host came out and greeted us. I'm not quite sure how he knew it was us. But anyway, as we were in Trattoria Osteria number one, got a lovely warm welcome, a real ambiance of the place, fantastic. And as it built up, we were sat there very quickly. Actually happened was two parrots appeared on the bar, started dancing, performing tricks. I'm not suggesting, again, that you should have parrots in your reception or your office. What are the things that you do to get your customers talking about you and standing out from the crowd? And the last idea, we then went on to a lovely vineyard. You can see maybe there's a theme coming here through here. And in the Valpolicente region, there's lots and lots of vineyards. This one was recommended to us. It's all about word of mouth. And we went in, and it looked like anywhere else, until we met Alberto, and his knowledge was unquestionable. For no other reason, I actually didn't know much about wine, so I couldn't question it. But his passion and his stories really sold us. Tales of his grandfather and his family, how the wines were produced, their history, how they were named, actually gave us a real enchanting and persuasive way of looking at it. And he sold us. We bought some wine. So, some questions for you. What differentiates your business? Be honest, what really differentiates it? I know it doesn't have to be parrots. How do you demonstrate that? Does everyone in your business understand that? Does everyone in your business actually do it? Have a great week, and we'll see you back in Blighty next time. Bye!